but you're moving so carefully. Let's start living dangerously.
If you need expert financial advice you can both understand and trust on your savings and investments, retirement planning, equity release or life and health insurance, talk to the experts at Facts and Figures Chartered Financial Planners. Phone 01233 722 922 or check them out at www.fffp.co.uk. Facts and Figures. Independent financial advice everyone can follow. www.fffp.co.uk.
I'm all right, Jack. Keep your hands off my stack.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise your job vacancies in Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
RIFT Research and Development. Tax rewards for innovative small businesses. RIFTResearch.com.
Want more business? Make it happen by joining supplymybusiness.co.uk and start generating more business today for your Kent business.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on KentBusinessRadio.co.uk on this Tuesday, June the 28th, with me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Penny Williams. We're into the second half of the show now. A bit of panic there as we were all sitting outside gossiping, making cups of tea while
I've made you coffee.
That was on. You made me coffee, which is lovely. Thank you very much. I need coffee to keep going. So that was Cake. Yeah, and that was special. I've not heard that track before. And the person that requested it said, could we have Cake by the Ocean? And I went, yeah. And I slapped it on. And then they went, hold on, what have you done? And they said, actually, the record was originally banned because it had lots of naughty stuff in it. But so I had to quickly listen to it earlier, and they have re-released it with all the naughty stuff removed, which is why I was able to play it. So that was Cake by the Ocean. Anyway, hope
good
you enjoyed
song.
It. Yeah, it's a lovely song, isn't it? It's really different. And I thought,
you know, bright and cheery, and
yeah,
you know,
yeah. So that was that. I'll tell you what, Penn. Let's crack on with working our way through some of these emails and tweets, shall we? Do you want to do another email?
Yes, I've got a couple here about driving and Charities Act. So it's sort of more about information, really. The Charities Act is changing from July. The legislation received a royal assent in March, and it's from July this year. Trustees of charities will have new statutory powers.
That's easy for you to say.
I know. To make social investments that achieve financial returns and further their charitable purpose. So that's changing. If you want to know more, Charity Commission is expected to publish explanatory notes on the changes in the coming weeks. There's no website, unfortunately, on that one. And then Driving for Work conference in Rochester. It's a free seminar on the 12th of July. Driving at work is one of the most dangerous activities an employee undertakes, apparently. And employers are legally required to manage this risk effectively. So the cinema... What is wrong today?
See, I've infected you with it. That's what it was. You were normal earlier, and now I've made you all tongue-tied. I have that effect on women.
Right. This free seminar will share vital information on what your legal obligations are for managing your business drivers, how your business can save large amounts of money by managing it better, as well as showing you what other businesses do and the benefits they've seen. Attendees will get to take away a free implementation pack so they can start to put improvements into practice right away. Business managers who attend will also be able to send their business drivers on our free car and van driver awareness workshops. So register now at drivingforwork.net. Limited spaces available.
Well, fantastic. It is interesting. There's a whole heap of stuff about company cars and all the rest of it, and the whole thing changes quite a lot and quite drastically and quite often.
Can I tell you a story about that?
Yeah, go for it.
Well, quite a few years ago, I was one of the only female managers in this large company that I worked for.
We won't mention them.
No. They got us all together for a conference, and then they brought up company car drivers and said, we've noticed that females are having more crashes.
Blimey.
Therefore, we
crashes
need to...
Crashes or crushes. Sorry.
It was all a wind-up. It was all trying to...
Right.
Sorry, myself and another female manager, it was all about trying to wind us up. I mean, that was 20 years ago when women in work...
Yeah, yeah.
Changed a lot now.
I bet you didn't buy it.
I did a little bit, and then I realised what they were doing. Because
nice
I am a bit feisty, you know.
No, really? Are you sure?
Yeah.
Sheila's wheels. Oh, blimey.
Sorry, I cut across you.
No.
My turn.
No, absolutely. She's getting her own back here, folks.
I am.
No, absolutely. The whole thing about driving is really interesting, and the whole thing changes quite often. And it's worth keeping up to date with this. You know, I mean, it's one of the things about being in the business, isn't it? You have to keep on top of everything that goes on. And we're going to be talking later in this part of the show to the lovely Annette Bunn from Rift Accounting. And Rift kind of specialise in that. They specialise in keeping us up to date with what's going on. They're a support organisation, really, that support their clients in every way. Just because it's Nettie and I know her, I was going to make some joke about support socks there, but I won't, you know.
No, I wouldn't.
I'm well on dodgy ground there, aren't I?
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Cool. We've had a tweet from Dashcam Systems. Hi, VanillaWeb, could you give Dashcam Systems a shout-out, please? We're a startup supplying, guess what?
Is it Dashcam?
Dashcams. That's amazing, isn't it? They supply dashcams and accessories. They've given me an address which is dashcam.systems. I guess that could be a top-level domain. Is it a top-level domain now, .systems? Give it a try, dashcam.systems. See what you get. It's definitely highlighted as a link. So, or you can follow them on the Twitter. And they've been really good at this branding because their Twitter handle is dashcamsystems. So, fantastic. Do check them out.
And Andrew Knott from FSB has mentioned fantastic interview for Litogram.
Oh, thank you, Andrew.
Let's get Kent tidy.
Well, that would be great with the Federation of Small Business behind you as well. You know, they can do a lot of publicity for you. They've got 6,000 members in Kent. So
get in touch, Andrew. Let's see what we can do.
Yeah. Stephen Connor, Fair Price Energy number one. Fair Price Energy one. Please can you give me a shout out. You get more than 25% off your energy bills, plus another 30% off of that other vendors won't tell you. Blimey. So that's 55%. Or maybe I've misunderstood that. Get more than 25% off your energy bills, plus another 30% off that other vendors don't tell you about. So the easiest way to do that is to follow Stephen on the Twitter, Fair Price Energy number one. Fair Price Energy one. Give it a follow, find out about it. Hi, VanillaWeb. Hi, Penny from on the Business Bunker Show. Could we have a shout out, please? If you want to buy or sell your car locally, carsfromkent.com. Cheers, M. So carsfromkent.com, buy or sell your car locally. Oh, the Organic Sisters are on. The Organic Sisters are there, Caroline and Liz. Can we have a shout out? We're offering new customers one Riverford cookbook. What's in your box? That's Caroline and Riv, Liz, the Organic Sisters. Their Twitter handle is Riverford_Kent, and they deliver fresh organic food boxes around the county on a regular basis. So do check them out. That's Caroline and Liz, Riverford_Kent. Oh, Troy, I don't know if you remember, Troy at the start of the show tweeted us about an event they were having at Discovery Park. Well, he's tweeted further, a big banner that says NatWest, so I got that right. He said, thank you for the shout-out. The tickets are free and available via Eventbrite. So I guess you, what it's done is it's thrown up the banner from the Eventbrite link. Oh, don't you love Twitter when they interfere? So if you go to Eventbrite and search for the NatWest ticket booking thing, you can book your free tickets. Or just follow Troy Smith Biz, B-I-Z, on the Twitter. What else have we got here? Western Hanger Castle. The KDC annual fundraising ball in association with Building Smiles. Come along and be part of this annual life charity event where you can be part of making some life-changing dreams come true. The tickets are only £35 based on a minimum booking of 10 people per table. It includes a three-course meal and a glass of bubbly. You can find out more about it, and that's supported by KDC Kent and Keep It in Kent, and that's Western Hanger Castle, and their Twitter handle is SP Wedding Events, SP Wedding Events, so do check them out. And Jane Connolly of White Spot PR, hi, Tenterton-based Laura Anstis, and that's a Twitter handle, which I'll tell you again in a minute, designed all the amazing gardens in ITV's Love Your Garden, which starts on a telly tonight at 8 p.m. Now, I happen to know Laura because I actually live in Tenterton and she's around the corner from me. They are fabulous gardeners. So thank you for that, Jane. Thank you for bringing that to our attention. And you can follow Laura on the Twitter at Laura Anstis, A-N-S-T-I-S-S, Laura Anstis on the Twitter. And you can see her amazing gardens on ITV's Love Your Garden, 8 p.m. tonight. We've also had a new appointments group. Hi, Business Bunker. Hi, Paul. Thanks for the shout-out. Come and find us on Stand 38 or Trackside for the new appointments group challenge tomorrow at the North Kent B2B at Butmore Park. There's a challenge trophy, and we will see you there. You will indeed. You will indeed see me there. I've got a comment now from Nick Paterno. And Nick Paterno is the managing partner at McBride's Chartered Accountants in Sidcup. And they say, whatever your politics, whatever your vote for Brexit, it's been truly seismic. But unless you work in the markets or about to buy your holiday cash, there will be little immediate impact on you and your business. To my mind, the greatest risk is that business just stops. Recession will inevitably follow. No, it won't. And we will have had our fill of that over recent years. Aside from market gyrations, there will be no short-term next move. This decision will take years to implement, if indeed it's implemented in full, and people will still want to and need to trade. So my plea to all businesses out there is don't panic, absolutely. Carry on as you would before on a day-to-day basis, and it may well be that this decision has a much softer landing than some people think. So carry on is what he's saying, really, and quite right too. We all,
absolutely.
We can't do anything but, and we shouldn't do anything but, and to be honest, I don't think it's going to be much of a problem. Markets are always volatile. Those of us that have actually worked in the markets know the volatility of the markets. We know that some people panic, and we know that some people are pimping their short selling. So we don't worry about it too much. Somebody posted the other day on my Facebook page, yeah, but $1.3 trillion was wiped off the stock market overnight. That's $1.3 trillion. And I went, yeah, but that was a global stock market. It's less than 3%. It's a less than 3% fall. It's a huge amount of money, but it's less than 3% of global GDP, and nobody lost anything because it's all paper values. You only lose money if you crystallise your assets, and you would be criminally insane to sell your entire investment book while the market is at the lowest point it's ever been. So, you know, it's not what people think it is, so don't panic, folks, is the answer there. Michael Parks have been on again. Thank you, Paul. Much appreciated for your shout-out earlier. We have 160 more tweets, so I will try and get round to them in a minute. But now I want to tell you about some Motown magic. stunned silence from everybody. Motown Magic, Friday the 24th of July. Doors open at 7 p.m. Kent Shows brings Motown Magic to Western Hanger Castle on Friday the 24th of July from 7 p.m. Enjoy a three-course meal, glass of bubbly and the fantastic live show of Motown. Join us for a five-star performance covering massive Motown hits with dazzling dance moves plus glittering costumes.
She's got some fabulous events going on.
Yeah. At the moment. They had Beverly Knight on a couple of weeks ago.
Did you go?
It was brilliant. Fabulous. Well, Bev came into the studio and we.
Bev, me and Bev.
She's from Wolverine, too, don't you know? She came into the studio and we interviewed Bev, and she was absolutely lovely. She was really gorgeous, and we got a great interview from her. And I couldn't get along to the event, but apparently it was a cracker.
It was very, very good.
Yeah. So go back for some Motown Magic. Recreate the harmonies, the slick moves, and the stylish looks. Is it me doing this? That we're making of a golden era. It's a show not to be missed. Touring UK, the Motown Magic Show is spine-tingling, and you can find out all about it by going to www.kentshows.co.uk. kentshows.co.uk. This is one for you, Danny. There's a construction expo, and it's the South East Construction Expo, and it's taking place in October this year. But the reason I'm telling you about it now is there's an expo dinner. And the expo dinner is sponsored by Wilmot Dixon. And you can book your place on the construction expo dinner, which takes place on the 6th of October at the Kent Event Centre. That's at the county showground at Detling. And the reason I'm telling you now is because the tickets are going to go really fast, because there's a guest speaker. And the guest speaker is Mr. Giles Brandreth, the former MP, TV presenter and raconteur. The price of the ticket is £42 plus VAT per person, and tables are 10 of £400 plus VAT. It includes reception drinks, free course dinner, and obviously listening to Mr. Brandreth. So do book your tickets, and you can book them by going to bookings at kentinvictorchamber.co.uk. Where are we? I think we'll do one more email and then we'll talk to our next guest. What do you reckon?
Yeah, well, on the food theme, I've got a curry and beer networking event in Bromley. It's on the 14th of July at the Raj Moni, M-O-N-I, I'm not sure how to say that.
Raj Moni.
Nah.
That would be French, wouldn't it?
10 Plaistow Lane, Bromley. Time is 6:30 p.m. and the price of the ticket is £20. After last week's massive success, we're pleased that we're doing it again on the 14th. It was great to see so many faces as well as our usual brilliant attendees. So hopefully more will come next week. You need to go to Cane and Beer, so that's C-A-I-N and beer.com /curry and beer.
Fantastic. To book. Thank you very much. It's now an absolute pleasure to welcome back onto the Counting House the absolutely stunningly gorgeous...
You build it Annette, up every time.
Annette Bunn of Rift Accounting. Hello, Nettie. How
Hello.
Are you?
I'm good, good, good.
I haven't seen you for ages, despite you stalking me and all that earlier. But
I see you every month.
Oh, yeah, you
enough.
Do. Yeah, you do. But it's not often enough.
I know. But that would just mean we had to sponsor you even more.
So. That's true. And I'm not averse to that, to be honest.
One of us might be.
I'm easily bought, you know. I'm easily bought. Yeah. It's an absolute pleasure to have you back on the show in the Counting House. And you're going to introduce us in a moment to another one of your very interesting and exciting guests. And I want you to give us a bit of background, not just to young Matt here, but to generally, we were talking about this off air, and generally what you're trying to do here in terms of introducing people via the auspices of this world-beating radio show.
I think the important thing here is, Paul, we've got so many local businesses that are doing really, really well, but they're under the radar.
Right.
And they're doing well. Mm. A lot of people don't know about them.
Absolutely.
And you and I have discussed so many times that there are, don't get me wrong, there's some incredible businesses that we could bring along every single day.
Yep.
But loads of people already know they're out there.
Absolutely.
And for me, we've got some people like Matt, who I'll introduce you to in a moment, who are employing people, they're growing, he's young, he's got a different outlook on life,
sure.
As opposed to us oldies, but it's really interesting to work with people like this, and what they get from working with us oldies and what we can take from their new approach is really exciting.
Absolutely.
But so many of these people nobody's ever heard of, and these are our clients just as much as some of the ones that you have heard of. So I can bring you a mix, which is my privilege.
Absolutely.
But at the end of the day, I think it's good to have that mix, and it should inspire people to look at things differently.
Absolutely brilliant. And I couldn't agree with you more. It's always good to introduce new people in. It's inspiring for the next generation of people. This young man sitting opposite me is a young man, and we're going to talk to Matt in a moment about his experiences so far in business. Mm-hmm. But it's really brilliant. Excuse me. It's really brilliant to introduce new people into the business community of Kent and to shake it up and to give a different perspective.
I agree completely.
I had a meeting yesterday with some interesting folks from an organisation called Creative England. Mm-hmm. They're a funding organisation, and they are looking to fund with real cash money into digital, creative, start-up and growing businesses. And they got hundreds of millions of pounds that they're looking to invest. And we were talking about these kind of things, and we were talking about how new people coming into the business environment are shaking it up. Young people have got a very different view on things. Cool. Just before we start talking to Matt... pointing viciously at Nettie.
Go for it.
Yeah, why don't you tell the listener, just for the one listener that doesn't know, just a brief background to Rift Group.
Rift Group generally or Rift Accounting?
Well, whatever. Go with whatever you want.
I'll talk about Rift Accounting because that's the business element of it, although we have got Rift R&D, and we should talk about that another time. But Rift Accounting is... was set up really to work with SMEs, to look at these growing businesses, these young entrepreneurs, and looking, or not just young entrepreneurs, any entrepreneurs, who want to grow something and do something different. But rather than just crunching numbers, this is about how we can support these people to grow their businesses. So whether that's from having regular chats with them, getting them to tell us what they need, what the difficulties are in the business, and that helps us to partner with different people. For instance, I think it was about 3 months ago, I was talking to one of our clients, and one of the biggest issues they were having was how much money they were spending on a regular basis on foreign exchange. So we've done some research in the market. We've now partnered with a really exciting company just north of London who does money exchange very, very differently and much, much cheaper.
Okay.
So it's things like that, by having these conversations. Now, businesses can tick along without having to chat to me or some of my colleagues, but we don't get the same insight into what those businesses are doing and what they need us to do and help them with. So it keeps us our finger on the pulse.
Fantastic.
I call us non-traditional accountants.
Okay. I like that. I do like that. Non-dinosaur.
Destiny.
Yeah. Non-dinosaur. Survivals.
Yeah. The few that are left.
No, absolutely. And I totally get that. And you know I'm a big fan of Rift. You're my accountants as well. I'm a big fan of Rift and what they're doing and trying to innovate in what is or has been seen as quite a traditional
boring,
kind of boring. I was trying to avoid those kind of words, really.
It's true. I don't think people come into us. I hope they don't come into us and think, well, they were a boring bunch.
I can guarantee that. I can absolutely guarantee that. Yes, absolutely. Shall we move on?
Let's.
Shall we introduce the young business person that you're introducing to us via the Counting House?
I will.
Why don't you introduce her? Let's make you do some work. You're the show sponsor as well, so you might as well do all the work too.
So are you getting your money's worth?
Yeah.
Right. Well, I'm delighted to invite Matt along today. Matt has grown a business that he can talk to you about. And like I said before the show started, I don't believe that Matt has grown because he's Rift as his accountant, but I do think what we've helped to do with Matt, and he can tell me if I'm wrong, possibly not on air, what we have helped to do with Matt...
I've just got your bill here. I'd like to discuss it.
He's a good boy. What we have done with Matt is he's really taken advantage of the quarterly reviews that we offer to our clients, the unlimited accountant and tax advice, so that I believe Matt has a good relationship with the accountant that he works with, and we have regular chats, and it's really about... Sometimes when you work on your own to run a business, there's not the people around you to talk to run your ideas past, to do all of those things, which I think I've never once turned around to Matt and said, I think that's a daft idea. But at the same time, I think sometimes it's about helping to steer, making someone think about something differently, and just helping them and working with them and as they grow. And when they grow, looking at what you do next to make sure it's all done in the most efficient way for your business. Right. So I'm delighted to invite Matt. Matt along today. Quite funnily, when Matt and I first met quite a while ago, we realised that his younger brother went to school with my daughter. So he
making you feel old, Nettie?
Really is.
Is it? Really is. What a shame.
Yeah, but there you go. We've got over that, haven't we, Matt?
Just about. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Hey, listen, it's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the Business Bunker Show for the very first time Mr. Matt Velvick of KDC Cleaning. Matt, welcome onto the Business Bunker Show. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure. Where should we start with this? I'll tell you what, I've got to ask you, I'm really sorry about this. So how old are you, mate?
25.
You're 25. He's knocking on a bit now. He's knocking on a bit now.
I know.
So, 25-year-old entrepreneur. You are one of the 30 under 30.
30 under 30.
Can we just explore that a bit? Because a lot of us older people, I nearly said gits. Shouldn't say gits. A lot of us older people out there may not know of that, you know, because I qualify for that twice.
And a bit.
Hey, don't start. So tell us a little bit about 30 Under 30, if you wouldn't mind.
30 Under 30 was something I was introduced to by Rift. We were having our quarterly review and we're talking about things. And Nettie said to me, you know, this is what you should be going for. These kind of things should be moving forwards and, you know, getting some acknowledgement for what you're doing as well.
Sure, yeah.
And Nettie pushed me forwards to that. And then about a month or so later, after that had been put forwards, I saw myself in there, you know. And it's kind of where I'd visioned seeing myself, but I'd done nothing to put myself that way. I'd just been focusing on growing the business, but been hiding behind the scenes, so to speak.
Yeah, always worthwhile, a bit of a hide.
So the 30 Under 30 is in Kent. It's a Kent-based thing, so it's looking at the 30 entrepreneurs that are growing who are under the age of 30.
Absolutely.
And where did you come, Matt?
14.
14.
Okay, nice one.
Pretty good.
Well done. Excellent, because there are a lot of young entrepreneurs in Kent. There's a lot of stuff happening. So that is, you know, you might be going, oh, well, 30. There's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of young entrepreneurs starting businesses all over the place. You know, there's 70,000 small businesses in Kent alone now and growing at a fast rate. And I want to explore some of that with you, if I may, Matt. First of all, tell us what KDC Cleaning do, because we couldn't possibly guess.
We're a commercial cleaning company. Right. We specialise in cleaning doctors' surgeries and schools, although we'll clean absolutely everything in between. We provide a daily service, so we'll go into businesses and make sure that their premises is ready for the next day. They've got a clean working environment. And I've tried to take a turn, sort of like what Nettie was saying about accounting possibly could be seen as quite a boring subject. Cleaning can have that same impact as well.
Absolutely.
And we're doing some things a lot different from what other companies are doing and probably what anyone's done before with cleaning in the commercial sector. So it's just to sort of take a turn on it. I think that's why we've sort of experienced such fast growth,
right,
because of the way we're doing it.
Okay, we'll explore that in a minute. I want to start at the beginning.
Sure.
What inspired you to start a cleaning company?
It's not an exciting story.
Make it up.
That's what we do. Yeah. Well, I was in the jungle.
The part of that is there. I used to want to always be in the police, and they weren't recruiting. I needed something else to get into. I could never sit still. I tried to start a business originally, and at the time I didn't have. I had family and stuff to support, but I didn't have any sort of business mentors or anyone that was already doing that kind of thing.
Sure.
So I eventually gave up, and I did end up in the jungle. I went to Thailand for 3 months.
I gave him a hint there, didn't I? Yeah. Nicely worked in, Matt. Nice.
I spent some time travelling and stuff, and then when I came back, I had my head screwed on, and I knew what I really wanted to do. So I started KDC Cleaning back in 2012. Gradually, over the last 4 years, we've built up and grown. We now employ just over 100 people. And I've just built that up and grown and grown and grown.
Wow.
Like I say, now specialising in doctors and schools.
You see, I love this. And the reason I love it is I operate as an angel investor. I invest in startup businesses. It's one of the things I do for getting rid of money I don't want. And the interesting thing is so many people come to me with really wacky business ideas that are way out in their field. And everybody thinks they have to spot a gap in the market or they have to invent something new. But the vast majority, 99% of businesses, are just doing something that everybody needs in a slightly better way.
They're doing it well.
And doing it well and doing it with quality. And that strikes me as something that you've done. And, you know, you said to me when I asked you, well, it's not a particularly inspiring or it's not an exciting story, you know, because cleaning is boring, just like accounting. The vast majority of business is boring. You know, it's just work. It's just really hard work. And you have to do stuff. So you started this business, this cleaning business. When you started it, Matt, did you specifically say, do you know what, I'm going to target an area of the market for cleaning, like doctor's surgeries?
No. At the time, when I was starting the business, I was willing to work with anyone that wanted to work with me, as you do. Yeah. But we quickly formed a really good relationship. My attention to detail is massive, and I'm a perfectionist at heart, and it's where I...
Is he OCD, Nettie? Yep. Is he? Yeah,
look at him. Yeah. You know, this is how he turns out every day.
Yeah, right, yeah. He's just got up, hasn't he?
Looks like he's just
for the listener that doesn't know, he's the most well-dressed person in this studio by about 1,000%.
Oh, no, I think your shirt.
My shirt takes it. Obviously, that's obviously, but I didn't want to overshadow the boy. He's trying hard. He's got a pinstripe suit on, a tie and everything.
Yeah,
tie
blue
pin.
Tie.
He's got everything. Blue tie, which is cool. Yeah, sorry, Matt. Yeah. We do try and be serious sometimes here. So you were saying, you know, you're a perfectionist and you wanted to do something, you know, right and with quality.
Yeah. And that sits perfectly well in medical environments because the standard has to be so high.
Absolutely, yeah.
They get audited by lots of outside bodies, and I decided to invest all my time into learning all about the requirements that they need to meet. Mm. So then now we provide training to staff under a standard called BICS, British Institute of Cleaning Sciences, and it's all about the investment in our staff so that they can take pride in what they're doing, which then replicates back to the customer, and they continue that and have a long-term relationship with us as well.
Absolutely. So can we just step through, because I'm fascinated by this, and I think your kind of story is inspiration. Yeah, and it doesn't have to sound exciting. You know, things aren't always exciting, are they? You know, I own loads of businesses. Most of the businesses I started were just that hard work and plodding on doing stuff. I want you, if you don't mind, Matt, to just give us a flavour of how long ago you started, how you started the business, what are the first steps that you took? You know, you sat there one night at your kitchen table or wherever you were, and you went, do you know what? I'm going to clean doctor surgeries, and I'm going to clean them better than anybody else does. What do you do from then? You go out and buy some marigold gloves and some J cloths, and we're off and running.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
We 4 years ago, so I started. I had no idea how to market a business. It was sort of Googling research. I didn't know anyone that run a business. So I went straight down the most basic route of getting flyers done.
Yeah.
And then I went out and I spoke to people. I knocked on every single door and every single shop in Ashford Town Centre. And I probably got about 1,000 no's that day.
Yeah.
And then I was just about to walk past the final place, and I was going to give up, and I turned back and I went back in there, and it just so happened that day that they needed their cleaners hadn't turned up and they needed a quote. And it kind of shows that mentality that you've just got to keep pushing.
Absolutely, you have. Yep, you're absolutely right.
And that opportunity that you think possibly not worth it, that's the one that you're potentially going to miss as well. So that was from my day one, which
you're absolutely spot on. It's perseverance. You just got to keep on keeping on in the face of so many no's, you know, because one of the great things that most salespeople will tell you and most entrepreneurs will tell you, that you work out, you know, 1,000 no's will lead you to a yes eventually, and you just got to work your way through the no's until you get to the yes.
If you're convinced enough that what you're doing is powerful and you've got a great message and service that you're trying to deliver, people will buy into that. You've just got to get your message out to enough people that, you know, want to get on board with you.
Absolutely. So when did you start KDC?
KDC was 2012.
Okay. So 4 years ago.
Yeah. And we've grown massively in this last year. But that was because we spent so much time, myself personally, learning about business. You know, everything's just growing now. And, you know, probably we're going to double in size this year.
Wow.
But that's only possible because of all that background knowledge I had to do. And I was working in the business. I cleaned for myself for 2 years.
Yep.
Built up around, and it just kept going and going. And I employed staff, and subsequently it kept growing.
Yep, absolutely. I love this. I really do love this, because it's just, you know, it is, you know, you speak to a lot of entrepreneurs and they go, oh, you know, and I invented this widget that goes ting and stuff like that. And you go, wow, blimey, that's really clever. Nobody else could have thought of that. Whereas this is just a business based on perseverance. And I don't mean to sound in any way derogatory, because you've actually built this based on quality, clearly, and the fact that you offer a brilliant service. But as you yourself said, you know, if it's not the kind of thing that a lot of entrepreneurs think about doing. And I love the fact that you twigged very early on that it's about two things. It's about selling what you do, and it's about your enthusiasm, passion and belief in what you're doing and your willingness to keep going with it until somebody else believes in you, and then you're off and running,
yeah.
and then you grow the business. And you seem to be the kind of person to me that's quite excited about learning as well.
Yeah, if I can learn, I'm happy. If I'm learning something new, if I'm moving forwards, yeah. growth is massive to me. If yeah. we're growing, then I'm excited.
Absolutely.
I can't stay still. We've got to go, and we've got to go big.
Yeah. I mean, and you know, for a young entrepreneur, so you, I'm trying to work about, you had been 20, 21 when you started yep. the business. You've been a short time, really. I'm sure it seems a long time to you, but, you know, for everybody else, it's a short period of time.
Yep.
And you've grown from zero, or from mm-hmm. yourself, to 100 employees, you say?
Yeah.
And as far as your business is concerned now, Matt, how you run it, and what I mean by that is, you know, do you now have a team that help you run it, or, you know, what's your role in it? Are you still cleaning, or are you doing, you know, it doesn't look like he's cleaning, not dressed like that.
Not in this uniform. Yeah. I still have a very hands-on role. I really, really love training. I love teaching people. I've done a lot of that in the past as well. And it means that we can create consistency as well across the board. But as of next month, there'll be someone that will be taking over from that role from me, and they'll be putting out my message and my level of consistency across the board. So
okay.
I run it myself. There are supervisors that help on the day-to-day activities and operations that are going on.
Yeah, of course.
And it is all about putting a team around you. That's why we're growing so fast now, because we've got things in place and people around us that are guiding us, you know, right. because they've made the mistakes, or they've done it before in the correct way. And it saves me so much time now. And I think the first 3 years, or maybe possibly 2.5, it was mistake after mistake. You know, you do something good and you learn and you correct it and you go again.
Absolutely. And to be honest, you know, that never really ends.
No.
You know, if you're going to continue to push the envelope, if you're going to continue to grow, you're going to make mistakes, because you're always trying something new and you're trying something different. And those mistakes can be just time mistakes, you know, that something that doesn't work now that may work at some point in the future. You're absolutely right. You just got to keep pushing the envelope. This won't mean anything to you. Probably won't mean anything to anybody here, but years ago there was a chap called Tom Peters, and Tom Peters was a management consultant, and he wrote a book called In Search of Excellence, and it was the first management book that ever reached number one on the bestseller list. And back in the 80s, he was a huge personality, and I was lucky enough to speak on the same platform as him, and he in London at the QE2 Centre. And he was saying, you know, look, there's some things that you need to know about business, which is this. He said, you need to keep pushing the envelope. You need to keep trying. Failure is the only way to succeed. And really, if you haven't been fired a couple of times, by the time you're 30, you're just not trying hard enough. And, of course, it was a room full of corporate executives that all took a big shark in, take a breath, and then ignored him for the rest of their careers, of course. You're right. It's about pushing the envelope. It's about trying stuff. It's about failing, getting up and trying again.
Yeah.
And
absolutely. There's lots of people out there as well, like, and what made me realize that as well is a really good example, the 30 under 30. There's lots of people that are really, you know, they're going for it, they've
absolutely.
Got ideas, they're taking action, and they're getting done, and that idea may not be the thing that gets them to wherever they're trying to go, but eventually they'll get there because they're just going to keep pushing.
Absolutely. Now I want to ask you, if you don't mind, and feel free to tell me to mind my own business. When you started the business, I have a lot of young people that come to me that go, do you know what, Paul, I want to start a business, but can you give me money? And my answer to that is no. And there's a huge number of reasons why, but I'd like to hear from you how you actually got your business off the ground, if you don't mind telling us that.
Yep. I started with zero money. I just got back from travelling. I've been in Thailand and Australia, and I had not a penny to my name.
I know the feeling.
I knew what I wanted to do, and I had my plan. I'd had 3 months to be, you know, planning it over and over again. So I started. I worked for my dad to earn extra money so I could afford to buy the leaflets. I then went out and bought the leaflets. I got some jobs. The first two jobs I did myself. I was using the money whilst I was working for my dad to then pay for the jobs that I was cleaning up in the evening. The first ever job I got made me £30 a month, and it just about covered the phone bill that I needed so that people could actually ring me to, you know, to choose me as a business to clean their office.
I love this boy more and more.
I told you you'd like him.
Yeah, no, he's just great story. He's just my kind of person, you know. This is it. This is how it works. Yeah, sorry, mate. Keep going, mate.
It just about, like I say, just about covered my my monthly phone bill. Yeah. But it allowed us, and I was willing to take risks. I had nothing to lose at the time either.
Sure.
So. Yeah, so we grew from there. I'd done it all myself. I then got another job and so on, and to the point where we started to recruit. it was that same thing again, not turning away. Someone rang me on a Saturday once and said, you know, can you clean our offices tomorrow? And I thought, oh, I don't really want to clean an office on a Sunday.
Yeah.
But I thought, you know, I learned, don't turn things away.
Yep.
I went and cleaned it, and that turned into my first big contract. That company is a nationwide company. We do their southeast offices, but it was from that clean that I'd done that day on that Sunday where they said, this is fantastic, can you do it every day? And I said, yeah, sure, okay. So then we ended up getting staff for that job, and it just escalated.
Fantastic. You're absolutely right. My old mate Richard Branson, who you may have heard of, he quite often says that if you're in a business and you're starting a business and somebody asks if you can do something, it doesn't matter whether you can or you can't. The answer is yes.
Absolutely.
And that is absolutely true. You don't want to get up on a Sunday, go clean something. But if you're going to run a business, that's exactly what you're going to do.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You're 100% spot on, young Matt. Mm. So what's the plan from here? Where are we going from here, Matt?
Well, we're going to keep growing. That's what really excites me. This year, by the end of the year, I'm hoping that we're going to push to double in size. We've got a real good plan. And we, like you discussed earlier, we've tried things that have failed, which at the time didn't work. But we're doing that same thing now.
Yep.
We've got sales staff initially. That didn't work. Mm. We've done it again now, but we've done it in a different way. And that's working. You know, they're exceeding everything that I've expected we could have done.
Fantastic.
But it was just wasn't the right time. And maybe I wasn't the right person to be doing it at the time. But it's working out now. And we can move forward because of that.
Brilliant. We could talk about this forever. Sadly, we're kind of running out of time.
Am I allowed to interrupt slightly?
Of course you are, yeah.
One of the things I would say with Matt is that he really does take on board different things, but he's learned really very quickly and very easily that surrounding yourself by the right people makes all the difference.
Yeah.
And we've had so many conversations, haven't we, around that.
You've got to have people
you've
around
you. You've got to have it that you trust, that you like, that work hard, and that you can take seriously.
Yeah.
If they're not right for you, doesn't mean they're bad people. It's just not going to work.
Absolutely.
And let it go.
If I use Rift as an example, I'd use many other accountants, a different accountant every year until then.
Hmm.
But I wanted someone and a company that I could work with that was much bigger than me and had goals much bigger than I do at the moment.
Sure.
So that I can aspire to be like what they're doing.
Yep.
And also someone that can understand the vision and where I'm starting from, rather than doing sort of what Nettie said about having the sort of old typical boring accountancy side of things.
Absolutely.
Know, they make it exciting.
It's one of the things that I always advise in my mentor workshops with young people or anyone starting a business. Get some good people around you.
Mm.
The biggest thing that you need in business, the three things you need when you start, are a good accountant, a good insurance broker, and if you need it, a good lawyer to draw up your articles of association and your shareholders agreements if there's more than one of you in the business. And those things are essential when you start any organisation. They're the kind of things that most people don't think about because they think, well, I'll do that later when I've earned some money. Mm. You can't do that. And having good professional support people around you is the number one priority, because all of us, and you nailed this, Matt, you absolutely nailed this, it's about learning. It's a learning process. None of us, I've been in business for myself nearly 4 years, who said that? And I still learn things every day, mostly by doing them wrong, or getting letters threatening me or whatever, but you do. And, you know, and I ring the folks at Rift and I go, uh-oh, I think I made a boo-boo. And they go, don't you worry, Paul, we'll sort that out for you.
After
you've
laughed.
Yeah. That's after they fell about on the floor and go, not him again.
Really?
No, you're absolutely right. Matt, we could talk about this forever. Sadly, we're almost at the end of the show. We've been talking about this such a lot. So, tell you what, give us a shout out for your website, how people can find out more about Matt and KDC Cleaning and all the things that you're doing.
Great. You can find us on kentcommercialcleaning.co.uk. New to Twitter, Matt Velvick. I'm only just on this week, but follow me on there and I'm going to start posting more about what I'm doing.
You're going to get inundated, mate, on there, I'm afraid. Sorry about that. I apologise for that. So check out his website. There is a link on the Kent Business Radio website to both Rift Accounting and to Matt's company. So do check both of them out and have a look at them. For the moment, Matt, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. It's been an absolute pleasure to hear from you. We wish you much success in doubling the size of your already substantial company and, you know, keep on keeping on.
Great, thank
brilliant stuff. Thank you. Nettie, thank you for introducing us via Rift Accounting. It's always a pleasure to have you here in the Counting House on Channel Radio and the Kent Business Radio Show.
Thank you. See you again next month.
We'll see you again next month.
I'm going to talk Matt next month, but, you know, we can always try.
Absolutely. I, you'll pull something out of the bag. You always do. I know you do.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you so much for joining
welcome.
Us. Yeah.
Been a cool. pleasure.
Do you know what we're going to do now? I think we're going to have our
Channel Radio News Update.
It's that time in the show when we have our FSB News Update. So, Pen, do you want to kick us off with a couple of FSB messages?
Yeah, the first one is about an event, Preparing for Growth. It's the first in a series of free bespoke seminars that aim to help small and medium-sized businesses and start-ups in Tunbridge and Morling, the surrounding area, to grow and develop their businesses. This seminar covers ways to generate and nurture ideas in order to develop them into a business revenue stream. Experts will offer advice on taking appropriate steps to protect, utilise and market your ideas and use intangible assets to their full potential. Expert presentations on developing and protecting your ideas, deciding on a business structure, operational processes and procedures, and intellectual property protection. They're also covering marketing your business, which is promoting your business through conventional methods and social media, and generating interest through public relations and networking, and building a business with a market-ready attitude. So this is on Thursday the 30th of June from 5:30 to 7:30. In the committee room at the Gibson Building, Gibson Drive, West Morling. A couple of other messages are the new British Finance Guide goes online. The latest edition of the Guide and the British Business Bank was launched this week. It's been published in a hard copy this time, and there is also an interactive digital version that takes you through your finance journey at every stage of your business cycle, which, as we've just been talking about, is a key part of growing your business. This guide is a great starting point for businesses in finding the most suitable finance for their circumstances and plans to enable them to grow and thrive.
Fantastic.
One more or not?
No, I'm going to go with one.
Okay.
You've had a big go there, thank you. Yeah. FSB calls for investment in neglected rural roads. Kind of in line a little bit with Danny earlier. FSB have launched a new report this week calling for greater investment in local and rural roads to help support UK small businesses. The report, called Going the Extra Mile, Connecting Businesses and Rural Communities, found most smaller firms rely on their local roads and public transport. Yet half of small businesses believe these have worsened in recent years. Pothole Central is all I'm going to say. 5 tyres in 3 months. One of them less than 4 days old. FSB said new combined authorities emerging out of the devolution agenda are well placed to prioritise spending on transport infrastructure. So they will be encouraging authorities to spend more on maintaining our roads, especially our rural roads, which is really important. And small firms have called for help with energy costs. More than a third, 36% of business owners believe that providing grants to carry out energy efficiency upgrades is the most important action government could take to help small firms reduce their energy costs. According to a British Gas survey of 2,100 business owners, only 13% of the survey respondents have seen a decrease in their energy bill over the last 3 years, while 35% have seen prices increase and 37% have seen little or no change. The research found that only 8% of business owners believe more guidance on energy efficiency would help them reduce costs, and just 4% believe finance arrangements such as low-cost loans or lease agreements would help. So we need more done to help small firms with their energy costs.
Okay, we've got some £51 million funding to support asset finance in small firms. The British Business Bank, as part of its Enable funding programme, is to invest up to £51 million in its partnership with independent loan provider Henry Howard Finance. The investment, which is 50% guaranteed by the European Investment Fund, will allow Henry Howard to extend the availability of asset finance to more small and medium-sized firms. The Enable funding programme improves the provision of asset and lease finance to firms by funding smaller bank and non-bank providers of asset finance, which are often unable to access cost-effective funding from the capital market. So if you want to know more, go to the britishbusinessbank.co.uk / Henry Howard.
Fantastic. Thank you for that. There's a new rollout plan for fibre by BT Openreach. They announced the first 9 locations this week that will have access to a new fibre to the premises. That's FTTP. The product specifically designed for small businesses, offering ultra-fast speeds of up to 1 gigabyte. And also, MPs call for more small businesses on local enterprise partnerships. LEPs. The Communities and Local Government Select Committee has published a report which echoes the FSB's concerns about small business representation on local enterprise partnership boards, which are neither local enterprise or partnerships. A bit of controversy there. Have you got any more?
I have. It says employment growth continues.
It does indeed.
The latest UK jobs numbers shows employment up by 55,000 and does. Unemployment down by 20,000. Mm-hmm. Wage growth has risen slightly with average earnings, including bonuses, up by 2%, a consistent rate of growth with the previous period. The UK continues to make steady gains in employment and wages, so things aren't all bad.
No, they're not. And one of the things that dismayed me the most from both sides of the recent referendum campaign is the utter nonsense that both of them talked about the jobs market. As a specialist in that area, it just was driving me nuts because they were both talking nonsense. We have the highest number of people ever employed in the United Kingdom at 32 million people now. We have 750,000 currently unfilled job vacancies. We have massive skill shortages. And we have a survey recently completed amongst FSB members who represent the small business community. And of the 5.6 million small businesses in this country, 5.2 million are in fact SMEs. 80%. I'm making these numbers up. 80% of all job creation at the moment is with SMEs, and the survey that we had late last year show that SMEs are due to create another 1.8 million new jobs over the next 2 years. And people like Matt is a big contributor to that. So absolutely. One last thing from the FSB, a Small Business Saturday. Applications are now open for this year's Small Business Saturday, hashtag SmallBusiness100. It's a great opportunity to highlight your business in the lead up to Small Business Saturday, which takes place this year on December the 3rd. Last year, a quarter of SmallBiz100 were FSB members, gaining exposure on social media and in local press. You can apply before June the 30th for the chance to be on this year's list. And you can apply before June the 30th by going to smallbusinesssaturdayuk.com. smallbusinesssaturdayuk.com/SmallBiz100. And that brings us to the end of this week's
Channel Radio News Update.
I've still got dozens and dozens and dozens of tweets coming in. Whitstable Stove Shop, we would love a shout out, please, for colourful barbecues, pizza ovens, fire pits, local charcoal and kindling. That's Whitstable Stove Shop, and their Twitter handle is Whitstable Stove. Some lovely folks at Rift have been posting pictures of my shirt, which I thank you for enormously. Thank you so much.
Very welcome.
We had to share it.
We've done a great job. The Hunting Edge will be sponsoring Dover Rowing Club's annual regatta. And you can find out about it by going to thehuntingedge.co.uk/proudly-sponsoring. Or you can follow the lovely folks, Andrew Wren and the team, on at thehuntingedge. They're a Country Pursuits website, fishing, shooting, hunting, and all things like that. Dinky Ones EYC, Vanilla Web, Business Bunker Radio. Hi, Paul. Please can you say hi? We're busy preparing for our Tuesday top tip on social media for childcare on Facebook at 7 p.m. this evening. Thank you for that. And I've just had a note saying that things have happened. There's been a power cut, apparently, and some people are struggling with listening. Yeah, so sorry about that, but you will be able to hear us on the catch-up. Thank you for that. I'll tell you what, we're going to go with what we've got coming up on Channel Radio later today. At 4 o'clock, we've got Natalie Benaig with the Kent Creative Live show. And her guests today at 4 o'clock are Jim Jam Arts and spoken word poet Leah Thorne and Refugee Tales. That's taking place today, 4 o'clock, on channelradio.co.uk. That's the lovely Natalie Benaig. That's followed at 5 o'clock by the lady's favourite, Mr. Craig Avery of the Stripey Socks. Craig has a show introducing celebrities and a mixture of music. That's on from 5 to 7. And then at 7 o'clock we have...
Welcome all to the New Potatoes Show.
at 7 o'clock, the new Potato Show with Jamie Andrews. 18 tracks of unsigned new and up-and-coming music. Last week on the show, we had an email from a band that Jamie featured the week before who had received a million listens on the back of it. Wow. And not only that, they decided to sample Jamie introducing their track, and their record company included the sample of Jamie introducing their track on their new album.
Fantastic.
How fantastic is that? So you can listen to the new Potato Show 7 till 9 tonight here on Channel Radio. That is followed by our comedy music show, I Was Lord Kitchener's Valet, that specifically focuses on the incredibly hilarious year of 1967. For some reason, that year was incredibly funny, and it was a vintage year for funniness. So do listen to I Was Lord Kitchener's Valet, 9 o'clock tonight. And then, of course, as we always do on a Tuesday night, we finish off with...
It's Club Culture with Boy George.
One, two, three, get down!
Cool drum beat and a squidgy bass, I give you Vanilla Ace, and it rhymes. That means I'm right on time. Welcome to Club Culture, where I control my very own dance universe. 1 hour or more of grooving delectables for your disco pleasure. I'm Boy George.
It's 1 hour of delectable, delicious dance music. It's Club Culture with Boy George on Channel Radio.
So that's the lineup on channelradio.co.uk for the rest of the day. We finish off, as always, with the glorious Club Culture show with Boy George here on Channel Radio. But we're sadly at the end of another show, and I'd like to say a big thank you to Penny Williams for ably helping me as my co-host.
My pleasure. It's been enjoyable as always.
Fantastic. Thank you, Penn. And to our brilliant guests, Mr. Danny Lucas, the passion behind Littergram. And don't forget, folks out there, if you want to sponsor him, do contact us and let us know, because we will pass that on. And he deserves your support from the business community. It's been an absolute pleasure once again to welcome Annette onto the Counting House from Rift Accounting.
Welcome. It's been a pleasure as always.
So thank you for joining us, and to hear from Matt Velvick of KDC Cleaning. Thank you so much for joining us, Matt, and we wish you all power growing your company. But we've been with you again for this week, and we'll be back next week. Hope we'll see lots of you tomorrow at the North Kent B2B at Buckmorn Park over there in Chatham. But otherwise, we will be back next week, and we'll see you all then. Goodbye.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.